In an earlier part of your conversation, or what you were describing, you talked about environment, and mm-hmm. you've spoken about having an awareness of how we influence our environment, and subsequently how our environment responds to what we're putting out there in the world. If you could, walk us through some examples where you might have helped a client work through the process of improving or creating what you call
a new landscape. It's just through the process that we have created as a society. We create a landscape. We as individuals, as we're growing from 2.5 to whatever age we may be today, we have seen different things in the environment, and we have instilled within us that this is the environment that exists all the time. So what we're saying is, if I was raised on Long Island, New York, well, there's always water on two sides of the land. We get a lot of moisture, and there's always mosquitoes. Now, if I never left Long Island and came to this beautiful desert, I would not know that there is an environment that doesn't have mosquitoes 90% of the seasons. And I wouldn't know that water doesn't flow beautifully on the ocean on one side and quietly on the other, on the sound, in every place you go. And I wouldn't know that the beautiful greens and the blues that I was used to, that I thought every environment exists because that's what I was raised in. It. This is what it looks like. This is what it feels like. This is what it smells like. And if I wasn't introduced to the desert, I wouldn't have been able to be influenced that, well, wait a minute, the deserts are browns and goldens and pinks, and every so often you get your greens. And it's a different environment. And those who flourish in one environment and haven't experienced different environments, to know that they are their beautiful soul no matter which environment they're in, they have fear when the environment changes. And when I'm saying creating your own lifescape is being able to see who you are, the beautiful person you are, all the time, no matter what environment you're in, whether you're drowning in that ocean or starving for water in the desert, that you are always that beautiful person and will find the resources within yourself to deal with your environment. Mm-hmm. To deal with your emotions, to deal with the people that come into your life. And landscape came from, I was in landscaping for a long time. I was, believe it or not, in construction to make money in my younger years. You go into a backyard and it's totally devoid of anything. And you imagine what you would like to see there. What would this look like if it was perfect, if it was beautiful, if all your senses became part of that environment? What would that lifescape, that landscape be like? And people never stop to say to themselves, what kind of lifescape do I want? I want it to be fulfilling. I want to feel good in it. I want to feel like I am helping others in it. I want it to be happy. I want it to vibrate to the energy of good. I want to give all that I've got to everybody, because everybody wants to be the best that they can be. But first, you have to make your lifescape. Do you want to live in pain and sorrow? No, who does? So why are you doing it? Well, I don't know how to get out of it. And that's where I come in. I've seen the roads. I feel the roads. I see where you need to go to get out of it. And in the blink of an eye, with a touch or the right words, you can be open to see what you did not see before. And coming from Long Island, a perfect example would be, I came to Arizona during the night. I have never been to Arizona before in my life. And the first mental vibration that came to my mind, oh my God, it's so brown. And they put block walls to imprison you around it. And that's how I viewed what I had just seen, all these cement walls around everything. Now, all I had to be told was, well, gee, there's scorpions and coyotes and wild boars and snakes. And because this community loves their people, they decided that before any construction is made, that they have to build the cement wall around the community to protect those beautiful people inside. Well, now no longer was it a prison. It was a sanctuary. Mm-hmm. So if I wasn't given that information, I would still be looking at it as prison walls. So it's knowledge. And that's where I go back to emotion, back to the instinctive, intuitive feeling, distinguishing from reasoning or knowledge. Mm-hmm. That the emotion that I was in a prison was in a blink of an eye changed by realizing it was done to be a sanctuary. And so it's a simple knowledge. It's a simple logic. And in short, intuitiveness is being able to get into the logic and the reasoning and the knowledge of why it is truly there. Grief is there as a way for you to deal with emotions that are all coming together. And they're saying, okay, it's okay to be in grief. You're going through a mourning stage. Well, the mourning stage, think of it. It's a mourning stage. It's the beginning of a new morning. It's a beautiful new life ahead. But in order to go ahead, you have to let go of the past and let it go with peace and love. This person has gone on to a beautiful world. I thank God that he is happy or she is happy and she's without pain or the anguish of the mind or trying to get through all these little plays that we've created in the characters that we've chosen and believing they were those characters instead of those souls. They're back to being these beautiful souls, very happy and joyful. And so they have peace. And then that brings peace to me. And when we are engrossed in grief or even in anger, we've gone down what I call the rabbit hole, that you think that emotion is the only thing that is encapsulating you. And you keep twisting it in and twisting it in and twisting it in and going down the rabbit hole. And it just takes one person taking their arm and pulling you out of the rabbit hole and hugging you and saying, you don't have to live in that rabbit hole. Let's deal with the grief. Let's deal with the feelings and the emotions. What's hurting? If it's hurt for the person, look how beautiful and how happy they are now. And I can actually talk to the other side and tell them what's going on. So that's another advantage. But the other side of that is what you're initially doing is just changing your lifescape. You're changing your environment. It's scary. But what's beautiful about it is you choose. You have the beautiful choice of making it the way you want it now. And this is where attraction of positive, whatever you put into the world, you get 10,000 fold back. Mm-hmm. All those things, that's true. It is a true basic principle of energy. That which you send out is what you receive. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, you choose your words wisely. You stop and you say, I am not going to send anger out. I'm going to try to explain to someone where I am. And I start with, I feel hurt because I cannot deal with or know how to deal with what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And that's the opening that allows others to come in and help you, to feel you, to know you, and help you through it.